Cement Fondue is a new and unique live art space in Paddington, and is launching two thought-evoking exhibitions. They are called Between Suns and The Refugee Art Project. Both exhibitions aim to evoke the sense of healing and reflection by offering insight into the artist's personal narrative of their human experience. The launch will be celebrated with cabaret-style performances, South Asian canopies, and soulful music, hosted by Two Boys in Saras today from 2 p.m. We are joined live in the studio by with founder and coordinator of the Refugee Art Project, Safdar Ahmed, and two artists from Between Suns, James Nguyen and Shivanji Lal. Have I said that correctly this time? Close. Ooh, I should turn your mic on. Try again.
Close. It's Shivanji.
Shivanji. I'll get there. I'll get there by the end, I promise.
Sure.
Welcome and thank you for joining us today. It's such a big day for you on your big launch.
Yeah. Yep.
So firstly, can you briefly tell us about what we can expect from today's launch? Go for it. Anyone.
I guess you'll get to experience some new works and old works by five contemporary Australian artists and a really beautiful install by the Refugee Art Project.
Mm-hmm.
Also the Two Boys and Saris.
Yeah, and Two Boys and Saris. What more do you need?
James, you're one of the five established Australian artists showcasing your work in the Between Suns exhibition. Can you briefly tell us about your piece called Pure Water?
Okay, so basically it's just looking at the chemical histories of Sydney's water system. So I'm looking at kind of like Homebush Bay and how the pollutants from that had kind of washed back up into Duck River, where I kind of grew up in.
Okay.
And so it turns out the pollutants that are in that river are Agent Orange and dioxins. The same chemicals that basically were used in the Vietnam War.
Right.
Yeah, and so it turns out that Australia during the 1960s and 70s produced a lot of the Agent Orange that was used in that war then, yeah.
How are you conveying this then? What sort of symbols are you using?
I'm pretty a literal person.
Okay, yeah, straight to the point.
Yeah, so basically me and my auntie, we just went down Duck River, spent some time to collect some of the poisoned chemical water.
Right.
And in the gallery we just decided to diffuse that water and introduce that into the eastern suburbs. So.
Oh right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very interesting. Shivanji. Yep. Did I get it?
Yep.
Sorry. I don't know why I'm struggling with your name today. Your video installation showcases the traditional gesture of pranama. Can you explain what this word means and how it is explored?
So pranama is like a formal bowing to an elder or teacher or somebody important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, the gesture is deeply connected to my relationship with my grandmother and my inability to actually do that gesture. And so when I lost my grandmother, I thought, I didn't think about that gesture at all for a really long time, but it came up in a different project and I thought it would be really interesting to take that gesture and return it to something that felt like an ancestral or an elder. And so one of the video works is me trying to do that gesture into India, into the landscape in India. So it was kind of like this offering that I couldn't make in real life, but am now able to. I don't know if it works or if it makes sense, but that's what that means.
Well, that's obviously very emotional. Was that hard for you to do?
Bet. And it was interesting because the work actually is like 10, well, actually is 12 smaller videos, and is kind of dedicated to actually each individual member of my family, but it's kind of collated into one big video.
Wow, sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
Now, Safdar, you've been involved with the Refugee Art Project since about 2010?
Yeah.
What was it that drew you to working with this group?
It sort of happened almost by accident. In a way, a friend of mine was visiting the Villawood Detention Centre and I'd always wanted to see what the conditions were like inside that centre. And so I suppose I visited the first time, but then I wanted to do something constructive rather than just go in and gawk at people and then walk out again. And having studied art and doing a lot of art on the side, I thought, oh, see if someone wants to draw with me. And so from there, we created a little art circle for people who were keen to kind of express themselves. And the works produced from that that workshop within the centre were very powerful. And so that's how Refugee Art Project formed, I suppose.
Right. Okay. And so it's launching today, 2 p.m. What sort of things can people expect to see at the launch?
A little mixture of works from different groups of people. So I guess the groups that you find in Australia's detention system are people who've come by boat from Indonesia seeking asylum. And so a large group of Sri Lankan Tamils came in from the 2009 Sri Lankan War. So we've got a little group of paintings by a Sri Lankan Tamil refugee referring to that event. You also have work by some Hazara Afghans who fled from Afghanistan and Pakistan. And we've also done a lot of things with Iranians and Burmese Rohingya and a few other groups who you find in detention. So I guess a little cross-section.
Wow, that sounds very interesting. You guys must be very excited for today. Actually, can you all just tell us how excited you are?
Super excited.
Yeah.
Excellent. We've been chatting with artist James Shivanjani from Between Suns and Safdar, founder and coordinator of the Refugee Art Project. These two powerful exhibitions are launching today at Cement Fondue's Live Art Space at 2 p.m. in Paddington. We'll put all the links and whatnot up on the website so people can get there. It's like in 2.5 hours, so you guys should probably have to get there. Thank you so much for coming in, and good luck today.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.